Hello. Welcome back to In the Hot Seat with Joey and Carrera.
He forgot to turn my mic on, actually. Joey, thank you.
No, Alex on. Yep.
Hi.
Oh. Sorry, we have some technical difficulties. Okay.
That ended really nicely.
It did end very nicely. Okay, yeah. Thank you for tuning in again. This is episode 3, and today Alec Gage Rosenthal is on.
You missed a name.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah. How much
I know
do you
know
about
me? I know you have a second middle name, but you don't really talk about it.
Why would I talk about both of my names?
I don't know. Well, you like to talk about yourself.
So.
Oh, that's say the same thing over there.
Well, we have plenty of time to do that today.
Well, are you sure? You couldn't even get the mics up a second ago, so.
I'm not in the hot seat, you are.
Starting off heated. Yeah. You're ready to get defensive today, I see.
Do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Alec.
Anything else?
He, him.
Major?
ILVS. Pronouns. And maybe also French. I already did my pronouns.
Just if you have more, I don't know.
That's it.
Okay, so we're going to start off with some easy questions.
Okay.
Who would you be in Euphoria?
I'm gonna curse. I hope the show gets
taken
down.
No, you cannot curse.
I really fucked with Jules.
Oh my god.
You can't say that.
Sorry.
You can't say that.
I really
on
like
here. Oh my god.
I know I can. I'm
strike
on e-board.
One. Strike
wow,
one.
This is so quick.
I love on the e-board. Jules. Crazy. Jules is fire.
Okay, that's interesting.
Who would I be on Euphoria though? Like, can I have like a sun, moon, rising?
Yeah.
If I even remember what that means.
Yeah, that's why I like I'm not the person for that.
A sun? What is that?
So sun is like your main sign that you sort of present when like you get to know the person. But the moon is like your emotions, like how your emotions dictate yourself. And then the rising is how you present at first. It's like how people like see you when they first get to know you.
I think I'm like a... well, Rue's biracial, so I'll go with Rue as my rising. I'll go with Rue's my rising, and I'll go with Casimir as my sun, and I'll go with... What's the moon again?
It's like your emotions.
My emotions? Maybe I'll flip-flop it. Maybe I'll Cassie moon, and then unknown sun.
Interesting.
Okay, well,
This is... in the hot seat, and you were listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Okay.
Ooh, right off the tongue.
Exactly. Super easy. Super
You're such
easy.
A natural joke.
I also would like to say Alec has pulled up a search of wheelbarrows.
Oh my god, don't spoil it.
Don't spoil it.
Not for today. Well, it's for a secret thing.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, you're trying to upstage us already.
Okay. Well, Alec, you are from Los Angeles, California.
Yes.
Do you agree that being from LA makes you automatically worse?
No, I'd say it's the people who like flock to LA in their 30s who make who are worse.
So would you consider yourself like Phoebe Bridgers, like born and raised?
Phoebe Bridgers is from LA.
Yes.
Can you fact check
that? I don't
that?
Think
no,
she's
no,
from
she definitely
LA.
Is. She definitely
really?
Is. 100%.
Google it right now.
Nope, but she's 100% from LA.
Okay. I'd say no.
Okay. You're not like an indie weird child that came up?
Indie weird child? I'd say I entered my indie weird phase in like high school.
Oh, we know.
Okay.
We've seen.
Yeah.
Speaking on that, in middle school, you caption an Instagram post, "When a slew of teachers hate you, your deans hate you, and most of the popular kids have some sort of grudge against you. What did you do?
Why does everyone hate you?"
There's this place in, wait, what year was this?
2017.
Okay, I shut down. Oh wait, I don't really know. Do you have the picture as well?
Yeah, well, the picture is just sort of nothing. It was just
it's like a blurry. That's a blurry picture of my friend Joy Ho. I would say that I am actually unsure of most of that, but I do know in that eighth grade, I spilled a salad in a popular hangout space, which prompted it to be shut down, as I did not pick up the salad, as it was not my salad. I threw something away in the trash can, and the salad tipped over. Not my damn salad. So
can you say that on air?
Not my damn salad.
Oh,
nope. Oh,
down. Oh, I thought you were asking.
No. I meant. Can you say? Can we say that?
Is that allowed?
Well, I guess you were hated a lot in middle school because apparently you sent a death threat to one of your teachers at some point. Can you tell that story?
First of all, it was barely even a death threat.
Okay.
I also didn't send it to my teacher. Basically, my friend posted on, and also I can't say all this because it's a little explicit. My friend wrote, we were having a Latin test, and my friend wrote down a little phrase in a notebook to make herself feel better in preparation for the exam. But it went a little something like, eat S word and die, Brad. You made an easy test, B word. Next to a drawing of a seahorse and a cute little watch. So I took a photo of it because I thought it was funny. And then I posted on my Instagram because that's what I do when I see something funny. And then someone who really did not like me, who was used to be a very close friend of mine, who my whole friend group dropped for various reasons. But yeah, they reported me. And then I ended up meeting with my dean. And I thought it was just like something about like classes or whatever. Like I thought like it was just like a meeting that I had to have, whatever. And so I was like, hey, like, what's up? It was like, this was just when Zoom was happening. And I was like in my bed. I was like, whatever. Like, this meeting's going to be like super quick. And she's just like, you posted a death threat. I was like, what? She's like, you posted a death threat on your social media targeted at your Latin teacher. I was like, oh, okay. And then I started crying really hard. Oh. And then I went downstairs to my mom, and my mom was like, oh, you're getting kicked out of the school. You're getting kicked out of the school, aren't you? Yeah. Like, I didn't even say a word to her. She just thought I was crying.
Wow. Yeah. She just automatically assumed, like, okay, this boy is done.
Yeah, but it was actually super chill. It was barely even a death threat.
Did your teacher find out?
I emailed him as a safety precaution.
You emailed him the death threat?
No. I was just like, hey, like, just in case, like, it never even got to him. Like, for some reason, like, administratively, it just, like, never even reached him, like, the message. Mm. Okay. But, like, I sent, I was told to, and I also did out of the kindness of my heart, send an apology email. I was really big on those back in the day.
Did you ever do a Notes App apology?
Not a Notes App apology, but a really carefully curated text apology.
Wow.
What's that for?
The same person who I used to be friends with, my friends and I really did not like them at this point. And it was the beginning of quarantine and everyone was shaving their heads because, like, no one had anything better to do. And everyone, oh, why did you do that? Did you shave your head?
No.
Okay. But yeah, and they shaved their head, and then I posted a TikTok, or no, they posted on TikTok, and then I uploaded that to my private Snapchat, which is why I also don't use Snapchat anymore, because that shit's not even safe.
Oh,
yeah.
You can say that on there.
Oh.
You have to be careful. You're gonna get canceled.
This isn't my show, so.
I guess we are technically responsible for the guests that we bring on. But you're on eBoard, you should know better.
I'll just like have the mic.
Yeah, the. Okay. Yeah, but I don't remember.
So
whatever.
Would you want to send a death threat to anyone right now?
No.
And then speaking of sent emails, are you behind the Sunil email?
No.
How do you feel about that email?
It's genius though.
Would you want to be behind? Yeah.
Wow. That's really funny.
And then circling back to the shaving heads, you posted on your story, quote, why do men keep shaving their heads? You don't have the bone structure. You look like a, can I say this?
Yeah.
Nazi. Stop. So, we want the names for these people that have inspired this post.
Who prompted?
Because this was at Tufts this year.
This was probably 2 weeks ago.
I just see things on my social media and I feel inspired to speak on them.
Give us three names since you want to speak.
Three names? I don't know the names of every TikTok account that comes up on my TikTok.
Okay, people at Tufts.
Who shouldn't shave their head?
That has already done it.
Joey Marmo shouldn't shave his head. Carrera Hat shouldn't shave
her
head.
No, boring answer.
I do not think
Carrera
should shave her head. What's the next
I've
one?
I've never shaved my head.
Yeah.
So really? We're just going to avoid every question? Is that what's going to happen today?
Avoid? I don't think I'm avoiding.
Okay.
What's next? Hit me with the next one.
You're being very difficult.
I'm being very difficult. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just only going to get worse for you if you don't comply.
Really?
If you don't give in.
So, you and Carrera...
Alex?
Oh.
Wow. He almost rolled out of his chair.
This chair.
He's getting too nervous.
The karma's getting to him already.
What karma?
Oh,
you and Carrera choreographed a TDC dance together.
Yeah.
Who is the real leader of the group? Because during
Oh, Carrera. Rehearsal, easy.
Then why during rehearsal do you think that you have the power to overthrow her?
I don't really think I have the power.
Is it because you're a man?
Overthrow her. I think I'm just louder. Like, during create, like, because when I was a create leader, like, everyone would just always be like, Alec, can you yell? Because I was the loudest one.
Mm-hmm.
I think my voice more easily cuts through a room, but I think when Carrera yells, it means more to the general group.
I think I'm talking about when you think you're doing the choreography right, and then you fight her on it. Why are you loud and wrong?
Why am I loud and wrong?
You think that you're doing it right, and then you argue with me.
Girl, you can't even do the Charleston.
Okay, I can't do the Charleston, but at least I know the choreography that we create together.
That's so true. I think it's just because, like, because we're creating it, it's not really real.
It is, yeah.
It's, like when I do, like, I don't know, it's just, like, it's easy, because it's also just, like, it's so mutable, because we can change it at any
time. It is true.
It's just, like... Oh,
and we're never in our spots.
So we're never in
our spots. I honestly feel like I don't know the dance that well.
Yeah, because we're never in our spots. I always feel super freaked out. Like I when I end up in, like, the big line, for example, I'm like...
I know, I don't know where I'm going.
It's like, I don't know. Yeah, if Yael's not there, I'm just like... I'm
get ready to see Yael flop.
Yeah. Come March... No.
What
April,
March?
April 27?
26?
It's
Saturday.
It's 26.
Saturday.
26, I think. It's the Saturday. Come see us. So Alec, you watch all of the people in our TDC dance. Who's the worst?
Who's the worst? Madison.
Really?
I mean, I honestly no, there's definitely worse people. I just, like, because I was her partner last semester. Like,
you know how bad she is.
It's crazy because, like, she shows up to almost every single one and she does it worse than most of the people there.
I'd have to disagree with that.
I forgot your her partner.
She is a wonderful partner.
Okay.
Who's the best?
Sylvie was
Sylvie's really cool.
Whenever, like, I look at Sylvie, like, she's really giving it her all. Huh?
Amy having a party?
God, she cracks me up.
Love Sylvie. Sylvie, if you're listening.
So when deciding who was going to be in the dance, was there anyone that you didn't want to be in the dance that is still in the dance right now?
No. I think there was, like, a lot of, like, I mean, there was just, like, a lot of, like, how do we balance? Mm. How do we create balance? And also, like, how do we let everyone in, but also let other people also in to, like, kind of create, like, to not just have, like, an environment where, like, everyone, like, really knows each other,
mm-hmm.
but, like, because it's, like, kind of friend bubble vibe, like, everyone mostly knows each other.
Did you, like, gain, like, a power complex while...
No, it was the fucking... Sorry, I it just flows out. I'm sorry. It was one of the worst things ever.
It was hard.
It really sucked.
Are you planning on doing it again?
Unfortunately, like, we're gonna have to do that again, maybe.
Like, unfortunately.
Well, unfortunately, as in, like, that was such a difficult process to like cut people down like that. Like to cut it down to, like, a group of, like, we also, like, went over. Like,
yeah,
we have 26 people.
We are the biggest TDC dance
And we're also experiencing issues because of it. Because every like big pack of things is for 24 people.
Yeah. 24 would have been a cleaner number.
But we like living on the edge.
Wow.
Yeah.
Speaking of living on the edge.
Mm.
Last year during Spring Fling.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that day?
Yeah. Blacked out. We're not allowed to talk about that stuff.
We weren't talking about that part.
Okay. What are we talking about then?
Just go through your day.
Went to Spring Fling. Took a nap, woke up, and then followed. I woke up just in time for Charlie XCX to open her 360 Brad account, and that was the day I got in.
Wow.
That was really powerful.
So actually,
are you still on?
Yeah, obviously.
All in all, great, amazing day for you, or...
I don't think it was a bad day. I had a good time.
Are you excited to experience Spring Fling for the first time this year?
I don't even know. I mean, like, do I even... I mean, it's Jordan Sparks, not that I...
Wow.
And others.
So you don't support women?
I only know... What do you mean? I was one of the biggest vouchers for having Charlie at Spring Fling last year. So watch your mouth.
So white women?
Yeah, because...
Charlie is biracial.
But speaking on Charlie... How do you feel about her feud with Rina Sawayama?
Like, I don't really care for it.
Wow.
Wait, what do you
silencing
mean?
Silencing Rina.
Silencing Rina. No, I mean, like, yeah, like, Rina, go Rina. I also do think that, like, also, like, if we were to, like, pick apart, like, the personal lives of every single person we listen to, like... Like, I mean, I think, like, Charlie's gonna one day break up with George Daniel and, like, I don't know, maybe, like, the flowers will bloom again. But, like, right now, like, I don't know, it's really none of my business. She's
so
making good music, though.
Do you separate art from the artist?
At this point, yeah.
And it's okay to choose a man over your girl bestie?
What?
I wouldn't say they're best friends. I'd just say they're coworkers.
Coworkers.
And in that sense, I would choose a man over my coworker.
Wow.
So, this year, you've experienced a transformation. You've really? Gone from soft indie boy to
soft
frat,
indie boy.
Frat animal.
Frat animal, yeah.
How do you think ETO has changed you? How have you gotten worse?
Have I gotten worse? I'm frat animal. Two words, that's it.
Really? That's all you have to say?
That's all I have to say.
Okay, well, let's say some more.
Really?
Who is your favorite and least favorite frat brother, but you don't have to say which is which?
That's a good one. Well, they're not listening, so it's so fine. Well, for obvious reasons, I'll say, like, Sanaa and KP.
Okay, good answer.
If you know, you know.
Good answer. What is your least favorite thing about being an ATO?
My least favorite thing? Wait, how do you enroll? Sorry. my least favorite thing would have to be that we're not throwing at the moment.
Do you think that your probation is valid?
No. I think the school should, I don't know. I mean, the school has, like, just, like, a vendetta against Greek life, which is so fair, very fair vendetta, but also just, like, it's kind of, I don't know, like, the structures are being put in place to, like, I don't know, whatever. I just think it's stupid. I don't have to go into it.
Do you think that if you didn't join ETO, you'd be a better person?
I think I'd be much sadder. I probably would have transferred.
Really?
Yeah, it was very...
ATO saved you.
ATO saved me. Yeah, I was very intent on transferring at the beginning of the year. Honestly. No tea, no shade. To Tufts.
And what about that? Why was that?
I was really sad. I mean, I really enjoyed, like, all of my friends here. So, like, wasn't that. It was just, like, I don't know. I was just, like, talking to my friends at other schools. And I was just, like, should I transfer to these schools? And also, especially at, like, the end of the semester, I decided not to transfer at that point. I was also, like, my GPA was really good. I was just, like, maybe I should just pull the trigger on this. And then I didn't. So you're stuck with me for another 2 years.
I can't believe this has become an ETO
I know. I know. This is not what I wanted to turn into. You can't say one bad thing. I asked you to say your least favorite thing. You didn't really say your least favorite thing. You just said,
my least
favorite
thing.
I'm sad that we can't throw. I'm sad that I can't go to parties.
I'm sad we can't throw.
Do you feel that people outside of ATO treat you differently now?
In what way? In any way?
Yeah.
Not really. People who still don't like it still badmouth it to me. So I'm like, okay. And then people who, like, do like it are just like, can I come? And I'm like, yeah, totally. If I have a spot. Yeah, I don't know. Genuinely, how do you register for classes? I don't
even know. So actually, we are going to be taking a break in about 10 minutes so that Alec...
In, like, 7 minutes.
I was giving it... I said about.
I said about.
But today is registration day. Woo, woo. So yes. Make sure to listen while you're registering. Make sure to register.
For classes for next semester. Alec, for some reason, has the earliest registration time.
I always have the earliest registration time.
Boo.
Wait. 6 classes, 3 credits each. That's 18. It's beautiful.
6 classes?
We're proud of you.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I just want to enroll in everything, so I, you know.
Okay. Whatever. Well, earlier this year, you were thinking about double majoring in econ, but you couldn't stay in your first class. What do you think about double majoring now so you can get a real job?
Wait, can you read that one more time?
You were thinking about double majoring in econ, but couldn't stay in your first class this semester. What are you thinking about double majoring in now so you can get a real job? Because ILVS is a fake major.
A real job. That's a really good question. I would say I am thinking, I'm now planning, because all my classes now reflect this, a French ILVS double major, which is like, whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I couldn't really come up with something better that I enjoyed. So I'm really going to enjoy my time at least doing it. So.
Do you think that'll help you in the long run or?
I think that, like, at the end of the day, like, you know, I'll just figure it out.
Okay. Great plan.
Don't need, yeah.
That's a great plan.
Just let my degree carry.
Thinking about the future.
Yeah.
You're living in a house off campus next year. Who are you the most afraid to live with next year?
The most afraid to live with? I think Alex. I mean, just because, like, I don't know. Like, I mean, yeah, because I currently live with Madison and Eleanor, so, like, he's going to be someone new I'm going to live with, so that's, and there's always fear in that.
What do you think it's going to be the worst part about living with him?
Walking up the hill to go to class.
I said living with him.
Living with him. I think... He's probably going to leave stinky farts in the bathroom.
Wow. Way to dodge the question.
It's like dodgeball.
Speaking of rooms and housing, what do you define as a room tour?
He can't get it out.
Like, what do you mean?
So you've posted several times on your story, discussed with people close to you, that you love to give room tours.
Yeah. I also love to receive room tours.
If anyone's interested. By the way. What's the definition of a room tour?
You know, I mean... I don't know. It's just like, you know, if I'm near your room or if I'm not near your room, if you're near my room, you know, have you really been to my room? Have you really seen what's on my walls?
Nothing. Sort of
bare. I actually have things on my walls, Carrera.
Kind of bare. It's sort of, it's really, I think that barren. As a suite, we've decided that your room is the worst room.
Yeah. And if anyone wants to come over later and see if she's telling the truth.
How many people have you given room tours to?
That's an invasive. Well, specifically as a room tour, I'd say like 2 or 3.
Okay. Not specifically now.
And I've received 2 room tours.
Wow. So your room, you have a single in our suite that we live in right now.
I do.
Do you think that you're responsible for your roommate transferring schools?
I don't think I'm responsible, but honestly would not blame if I was a major part in that. No, I think he was just, his goal was probably to transfer for like a long time. Like he was grinding like to get out of there. See, I blocked myself.
Yeah, good. Last year he unfollowed you and removed you as a follower during the school year.
Yes.
Do you think there's anything specifically that you did that made him hate you so much?
No, and I've talked about this with you, and I can't pinpoint. I think it might have been like leaving some paraphernalia out, some gulp paraphernalia out. And like on my desk, because I was in such a, I like first final season, I was such a mess, because I was just didn't manage my time well. And
that is still true.
Yeah, and I like left my side of the room like super messy. Like I left my desk super messy, and I left a little can on there, which led to us getting a little investigated by OCO or something, whatever it is. And I did have to go through some training.
So I guess you get in trouble with administration pretty often, coming from your death threat days.
Yeah, no, it's definitely something that carried on into like now. Wow. You know.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll be better now that you're in a frat, or
better now that I'm in a frat? I think. I mean, I'm 19. Once I'm 20, I'll get it together.
Once I hit this age in a couple months, my life's gonna really turn around. I'm 19, around.
So like nothing matters.
I'm just 19.
Are you on
I'm
fire? 19.
Huh?
Are you on fire?
On fire in what way?
I'm 19 and I'm on fire.
Don't get it.
You hate Lorde.
I love Lorde. I just don't really. Lorde was one of the first albums I owned physically. Pure Heroine.
Wow.
Other one was Macklemore.
Oh wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So do you think that
2012.
What? Yeah. Do you think Lorde's first album was influential to your upbringing?
Not as much as like Melanie Martinez's album.
That's crazy.
That is actually crazy.
I think yeah.
Crybaby,
obviously. Wow. Are you kidding me?
I don't know, maybe you're K through 12 or...
No, I mean, like, yeah, like, did I memorize the words to 400 Lux as, like, how old was I in 2012? An 8-year-old?
I'm not doing math.
Yeah, like, I memorized those words. Wrists over the steering wheel, pulses can drive from here. Like, yes.
Wow.
But also, yeah, like, I was a crybaby. Like, I loved... See how I stopped myself? I loved that album.
Okay, well, we do have to take a short break so that Alec can select his classes and enroll for next semester.
So now
here's a song.
But make sure to come back because
we're just stay on air.
Is the second half juicier?
The second half is much juicier.
Really?
We're just getting
started. I heard this was your magnum opus, and I'm kind of waiting for the deliverance.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry.
Can
you really call your third broadcast a magnum opus?
Yes. We only have one more of the year.
Exactly.
Wow.
Now focus on
enrolling. And Joey will now play us a beautiful song.
The other woman has time to manicure her nails. The other woman is perfect where her rival fails, and she's never seen with pin curls in her hair anywhere. The other woman enchants her clothes with French perfume. The other woman keeps fresh cut flowers in each room. There are never toys that scatter. To be mine.
Wow, that was smooth. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population by cars, trains, 24% of its prisoners, and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for reading that.
Of course.
PSA.
I love reading. I wish I could find the gun one. I'm ready to come back now. A Life Alone, is that the world you're living in, Joey?
No.
I don't know why you'd bring up such a sensitive topic for him. That's actually very rude.
But let's circle back to that euphoria question.
Okay.
You said that you relate to Cassie as your moon?
I guess, but I honestly don't really know sun, moon, rising. Mm-hmm. I really don't care.
Why do you connect to Cassie?
She's blonde, and she ice skates.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it has anything to do with the Nate Jacobs and Maddie situation?
No, I also think I have giant boobs. That's also why.
Okay. What do you think of that song that we just played, The Other Woman by Lana Del Rey?
I'm excited to see her Coachella set.
Mm-hmm. Do you relate to the lyrics?
A Life Alone Alone.
Well,
Joey,
no.
Do you relate to the lyrics?
Prior. I'm not in the hot seat. You are.
Really? We're all sitting as equals here.
No, we're not.
We're not.
Really?
Do you feel like the homewrecker is as at fault as the woman cheating?
He can't answer.
Was the woman cheating?
Or man, I guess.
Whoa.
This is a lesbian relationship.
In a lesbian relationship, I would say it's the femme. Women. I would say it's the femme. It's the femme's fault. It's always the femme's fault.
Now, because women are less than mm-hmm. than men.
I never said that.
The more feminine somebody is, the less of their
I think quality. We should talk about your guys' misogyny here.
No, you're the misogynist.
The you're the one. No, Joey, you literally.
And his mic's off. And he can no longer speak.
Anyway. How does this relate to men? If it's a gay relationship, not lesbians.
Do you think that the homewrecker is as at fault as the person cheating in the relationship?
It's on.
No, it's not.
Nope, never mind. It's on.
Thanks for turning my mic on again. What was the question again?
Do you believe that the homewrecker is as at fault as the person cheating?
I'm thinking about Euphoria.
Think about real life.
You can relate it to your personal situations if you want to. Real life experiences.
No.
Okay.
So, answer the question.
Do you need a follow-up on that?
Yeah, down.
Has anyone been in your DMs?
Anyone been in my DMs?
Yes.
No, but I saw your boyfriend on Hinge.
Not my boyfriend anymore, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Oh, I don't think you forgot. I don't think you forgot about that, actually. Really, no one's been in your Instagram?
My Instagram DMs? I would say no, not on Instagram.
Okay. Well, on what other soft platforms?
Software?
I would say Apple's iMessage.
Okay.
But even that is a trying time these days.
Is cheating ever okay?
I used to cheat on tests all the time in high school.
Wow. What about in a relationship?
Just kidding, that's not true.
And he's currently cheating on all of his exams here at Tufts University.
I don't take exams. I'm a humanities major.
Okay, and that's
essays.
Why you won't get a job. So.
Exactly.
Oh.
Well, answer the question. Do you think that cheating in a relationship is ever okay? Is it excusable?
In my relationship with food, I would say that, like, a cheat day is always really good.
You know, if I was in the hot seat, I would be answering these questions. I would say, I would give a real answer.
I'm answering the question.
Okay. I said in a relationship. Oh, God.
With food.
Okay. Okay. Have you ever slid into someone's DMs?
Yes.
Who?
I once slid into this guy's DMs in middle school. It did not go well. But also, I was a fiend in middle school. I would say, is DMs just on, like, or is it also, like, on, like, Tinder and whatnot?
Well,
I mean, Tinder's, like, obviously going to be sliding. Tinder's, like, for that. That's slide central. I love a good slide, but, like, in person's always going to do it for me. Mm.
So, yeah. Do you know anyone in person that... Sorry, I want to make sure this question isn't very pointed.
Go ahead.
We've seen on your Twitter that you celebrated a recent breakup.
Sukkot.
Yep.
Yeah, I celebrated Sukkot.
Mm-hmm.
The dismantling of the sukkah.
Mm-hmm.
Sukkot is a really important Jewish holiday. Mm-hmm. Basically, what happens is you're outside. It's like a week, maybe like 10 days-ish. And basically, you create... you have a sukkah, and a sukkah is a temporary structure in which you make the house out of, like, sticks, mm-hmm. but you want to make the roof, like, a little, like, loose, you know, to see through, so you can look at the stars as you're sleeping outside. Often, you also have fruits inside there. You have a lulav and an etrog that you tend to shake in northwest, east, and south directions. I don't know.
So, you tweeted at 10:10 p.m. on March 22nd of this year, you can't homewreck a sukkah. And then...
Well, yeah, because I'm funny.
5 days ago... Because
it's funny. Do you know what... So, I just explained what a sukkah is.
Yep. Yeah. We're going to continue, though.
But then 5 days ago, you tweeted, update! Sukkah has been dismantled.
Nice pronunciation.
I'm sorry. I haven't read that in my life.
Well, since a sukkah is a temporary structure, it's... targeted towards something that would be considered impermanent.
So why celebrate that?
Because it's a holiday. You're supposed to celebrate things on a holiday. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, but also...
Do you think you'll move in to build...
a real home? A stable home?
No, I was just talking to someone about this last night. In terms of that sukkah, I was talking about this, and I was saying that someone else should move into that sukkah.
True, you were saying
Jacob.
That.
I was saying Jacob should move into the sukkah. Do you agree with that?
Actually. I think he would find...
I honestly think that would go really well.
He would enjoy that.
Yeah, I think that would go really well. So, I need to find a way to coordinate that.
If you're listening, Jacob,
if you're listening, like, text me after this, like, we're going to coordinate some things, and you're going to be so happy.
Jacob who?
He's actually listening. He's told me he's listened to the show before, so.
That's so funny. So he might be listening. Yeah. I just want to be happy. Talking to him the other day, like, made me, I was just like, oh my God, like, my heart hurts.
So,
like,
talking to another gay man makes you feel sad?
No. Wow. Talking to him about what he was talking about made me feel sad. It also depends on the gay man.
Mm.
Like, if I was talking to Joey for a prolonged period of time, I would be extremely sad.
Wow.
But if I was talking to, like, I don't know, like, RuPaul for a long amount of time, well, I would get sad thinking about fracking, but for the most part, I'd be very excited for the conversation.
That's actually funny to me, because you tweeted...
Go ahead.
Being a drag queen is kind of like being a gay clown.
Yeah.
Do you stand by that?
Yeah. Apparently the joke's been made before, unfortunately. Yeah. But, I'm not really tapped into.
Queer art is a joke.
Protect
I think you're a joke.
Wow. What makes me a joke?
I don't know, take off your hat for once.
I'm not wearing the camo hat.
You're wearing a hat. Okay. I literally said the hat. Hats as in any hat.
Are a wonderful accessory.
Really? Yes. You have such wonderful natural hair, why hide it?
Sometimes.
Are you flirting?
Oh.
No.
Wow.
Do you feel like you have any close relationships with other gay men? Or do you feel like every gay man that you come into interaction with, you feel some sort of some sort of hate towards.
Hate towards? That's
some sort of competition.
That's not me. That's a secret. That's a freshman we all know and love, and I love you so much. But you do need the therapist. But in terms of that, no. I have a very close relationship with gay men. I love gay men. I think gay men are the coolest.
Wow. You have very close relationships with gay men.
Yeah, I have very close relationships.
Well, since you have such a great relationship with gay men, can you rank the LGBT acronym?
Oh, I did this the other day. T's on top, B's on bottom, then, so it's like T, then L, then B. No, T, then L, then G, then B.
Quick answer. We did well, actually do this.
Why do you hate bi people? Do you think they're a joke to you?
Is biphobia real?
Are you biphobic?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow, quick. Quick response.
Yeah.
Do you feel like they need to choose?
No. I don't like telling people what to do in that sense. In that sense.
In other senses, yes.
In other senses, yeah.
Have you ever thought that you were bi?
I was in the bi loony bin for a second, which I like to define as like, is loony gay but claims they're bi. Until they end up coming out as gay.
Why do you
is,
have
like,
such a thing for kissing women?
I don't really know. I haven't really done it in a second. I don't really feel the desire to kiss my friends anymore. I think it was just like a form of like getting closer to all my friends. Mm.
Do you think it made anyone uncomfortable?
Not that I know of. That would have been communicated to me, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Since you love to kiss women and we've been talking about gay men, why do you believe that you're single?
I think I have a natural attraction to women, and I think that, like, I'm suppressing it by hooking up with all these men.
Wow. Hooking up with all these men.
So the room tour, the number, comes back into,
the number comes back into play.
You also love to slap men.
Back in the day.
Why did you create a sobriety tracker for that?
Because I thought it would be hilarious.
So you think sobriety is a joke?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's it. That's all
you have to say. It's a bold death. Wow, okay.
Do you believe in monogamy? No.
Yes. Yes, I do. I think in the modern age, there's a lot of difficulties with it. But I also think that, like, I don't know. I don't know. Is that my business to have the stance on monogamy of our generation? Not Lena Dunham, not the voice of my generation.
No, but you could have a stance.
My stance on monogamy is that it's great when it works, but also most of the time it doesn't.
Wow. Most of the time. Wow.
I mean, divorce rates are hella high.
So again, you think cheating's okay?
I never said that.
You refuse to answer the question, which
I think that it is difficult to establish a monogamous relationship for long term that works for both individuals involved until they die.
Are you looking for a monogamous relationship currently?
I wouldn't say explicitly.
Okay.
Is that a problematic answer?
I'm going to give you a little opportunity to plug something coming up. You are performing at Bocella tomorrow.
Yeah.
Do you want to speak about your band a little bit?
There's five of us.
Okay, well, who do you think is the worst?
Probably me. I don't practice. Good. I just kind of show up and then I figure it out when I'm there.
Wow.
Wow.
Other
than you?
Other than me? Bernardo's kind of the same. I mean,
it's like, sometimes he figures
it
out.
It's been his 21st birthday. It was his 21st birthday. Like, he like, yeah. Well, it's not in the way that he doesn't prepare for practice, but it's in the way that, like, sometimes he laments about having practice in a really funny way, and it's like, it's always a good time.
Do you think that you could have won Battle of the Bands if you had?
No. We're just, like, busy. Like, we don't have the time to, like, practice and, like, actually, like, we're not a bunch of, like, white boys with a ton of time on our hands.
Oh, so give some names. What do you think is a band that doesn't deserve the hype they get on campus?
That doesn't deserve the hype they get? I wouldn't say that, but I would say that there is one band who there's one member of that I'm just not the biggest fan of.
Do you want to name them?
I don't even remember his name. He's a buzz cut.
Theo. Of course.
Oh.
Theo, if you're listening.
Oh, he said it. I don't think he's listening, so.
He's not listening.
Before we get into our last segment.
Sure.
We're going to give you the opportunity to apologize for anything you've done.
Sorry.
Anything
is that it?
Have anything specific?
Charlie has this really, she was going to name Crash this. It was Sorry If I Hurt You. And it's good because it's like
great song.
Hurt. Yeah. It's good because it's like hurt in the past, present, and future. So Sorry If I Hurt You.
I'm going to read you an excerpt and you let me know how you feel about it.
Greg looks really stressed about this.
To the B word who stole my F succulent, just know your days are numbered. I suspect it was one of the people from Hill Third Floor. That plant was my grandmother's, and if you have any empathy, you'd leave it on the stair landing of Hill. Would you like to comment on that?
I'm not a plant person.
So that excerpt was from my best friend, Taigen Shin, who lost his succulent during one of our parties. Someone went into his room and took it.
Really?
Are you that person?
Been that bitch, still that bitch.
Oh, you can't say that.
Gonna be that bitch.
You can't say that.
Wow.
Sorry if I hurt you.
Taigen is
listening,
gagging.
Taigen is
sorry about that. So sorry.
How did you keep this a secret while you worked on a group project with him all of last semester?
Literally in the back of my mind. So I literally like felt so guilty, and then I was just like, I didn't know what to do about it, and then I was like, I don't know, like, and I just like, yeah. And then I ended up in a group project. But also that group project was the strangest amalgamation of people, and he can attest to that.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, like, it wasn't also the environment. But see you tonight. Sorry.
So, yeah, to give a little context, this was at Joey. Well, last year you lived on the fifth floor of Hill, which is, I think, the hidden gem.
It's the penthouse
of Hill.
Suite.
Sweet. And you would throw parties, and the first party of, I think, that you ever threw, Taigen's plant went missing. And this was a big scandal. He patted down Yael to make sure that she didn't take the plant.
Carrera's roommate.
My roommate.
Yeah, I heard he was really looking for
He posted on his private story plant. Probably 10 times.
I'm not on that, so.
I wasn't either, but.
Oh.
He stated that it was his dead grandmother's plant, and yet you still took it.
It was.
Wow.
It was.
Wow. Wow.
Hi.
And yet you still took it, and you never gave it back, even though...
I didn't know it was his grandmother's when I took it.
Where did it go? Do you still have it?
I don't still have it.
Where'd you put it?
I placed it somewhere. I just, like, placed it on campus in a spot, and then I ran away.
So instead of giving it back, or even
I could have placed it in front of Hill. I know. I just was freaked out. I was like, what if he was leaving Hill? What if someone saw me? Whatever. All of your friends lived in that building.
So it's better to live a lie.
Than do the right thing.
Better to live a lie than do the right thing. That places a lot of intriguing emphasis on morality that I don't like.
Do you think you're a bad person for this?
For that, specifically for that, like if we were to eliminate all other anything I've ever done in my life, I would say yeah. I would say I regret it, and I apologize, and I'm sorry, and I'll apologize to you later in person. Is he listening?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. yeah.
Do you think you're a bad person in general?
No. Do you think you're a bad person in general?
No.
Because remember that one night we were walking from ATL, and we were like, we both agreed that we're basically the same person? the same person? Do you remember that?
Yes,
sorry, Joey
that.
Muted my mic, so I couldn't. But, yeah, I would like my mic back on, please.
It's back on.
Thank you. Wonder who else is listening. Yeah.
Well, yes.
Do you think you should give Tygan a new succulent?
I could. I don't know which one he likes, but I can get one for him.
But you can't replace the one his grandmother gave him.
And how do you move forward with this relationship with him?
I'll see him tonight, and I'll apologize, and,
do you think you deserve forgiveness?
No one deserves forgiveness if they're in the wrong.
Mm.
It's, like, up to the person who's forgiving. Sorry, was that, like, a... Sorry.
That's a good life lesson.
I actually like that.
No. Yeah, sorry. I mean, just in general, like, yeah, like, I mean, if I kill your family, like, you're not gonna, and I ask you for forgiveness, like, obviously, like, you
so you're
don't
saying
have to
that stealing the succulent.
No, I mean, it's not like I killed, like, his, I know, it's not like I murdered his family in front of him.
He's ready to fight you, just so you know.
He's ready to fight me. It seems like he's very frequently ready to fight me.
In what other senses?
And remember that one time when we were going around the room for TDC and we were all talking about our least favorite thing about the suite, and he promptly, very swiftly, goes, Alec. I felt that in my core, but honestly, at this point, I feel like it's pretty deserved, so.
Well, I can tell you where that came from.
Yeah.
It was leaked to him that you originally did not want him in the dance, and you were fighting actively for him not to be in the dance. Was it because you felt guilt for the succulent?
No, we already have just, like, I mean, you, Sylvie, Emmy, and Tygan, I feel like, are, like, a foursome in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to fit as many people as, like, from as many different, like, sections of the friend bubble as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Just was kind of easier.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Carrera thought that he'd be more enthusiastic, or that you'd be more enthusiastic about it.
I was.
So, that's true.
I mean, yeah, he's very, like, nonchalant. That's, like, his whole deal.
Maybe so. He's still grieving the loss.
Sorry.
Have you met him before the loss?
Met him before the loss?
The plant?
Yeah.
I think that was my first time probably ever.
Wow.
Which is probably...
We didn't actually... I don't even think we met him.
I don't even think I really met him, TBH. I don't think I'm... I don't think
because
I met him
because he was a totally
until...
different person before that night.
Really?
Yeah.
In what way?
Very loud and smiling.
The sadness of
the
his
sadness
soul.
Because
that
of you.
Day.
Okay.
He made a full Instagram account looking for that plant.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it called?
I think it's like Find My Succulent.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
Well,
sorry about that.
Anyways,
anything else?
In the last 5 minutes, yeah, we're going to go through some speedrun questions.
Sure.
What is your most insane take?
Insane take? I don't know. I think I just have to respond to something that, like, what do you think is my most insane take? What do you think is my most insane take? That you know of?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I tried to ask you your stance on homewrecking, but you wouldn't answer, so.
I mean, I don't really have a stance. I think that, I've been standing up lately. I would say that, I mean, this is like a normal take. Coming out's stupid and overrated, and I don't think people should come out. You agree with that? I know you do.
Yeah.
Coming out's dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I'm dating a man, I'm dating a man.
Exactly.
If you find out about it, that's your problem.
What about, like, homophobic parents? Do you think it's a little insensitive to say that?
To the homophobic parents?
No, to people with homophobic parents that don't feel comfortable or safe to come out.
You don't know my life.
I'm not talking about your life.
What?
I'm saying in general. You're saying...
I think we move on.
Okay. Can you do any impressions?
I can do the impression of the guy from SpongeBob. I might have to move back from the mic for this.
Okay.
I don't know. Wait. My leg!
Wow.
My leg!
That was actually,
that's actually
really
pretty good.
Good.
This is actually you. Pretty good.
That's one of my best ones.
Last person you Instagram stalked.
I can just go on my phone and look.
Quickly.
I really... ooh. Let's see. Carrera. And Azalea Banks. And then Eva Tiomkin.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
But how far did you go for the last
person
you stalked?
Eva? I don't even remember. Not that far. Oh, I like went back to like right at the beginning of college. Right at the beginning when she started college was like 2020. So, well, now I'm in 2018. It doesn't take long to go back on her account. Actually, I think about, I went back to, yeah, I went back all the way to 2018.
Wow, soccer.
Yeah.
Okay, in our final minutes on the show, how do you feel this radio show went for you?
It was fine. That was really it.
Well, yes.
Well, yes. Okay. I don't know what you expected us to say. You were so nervous yesterday.
I was kind of nervous, and this, honestly, you were just like, this is me, Magnum Opus.
It's just fun, like...
Just when I found out about that succulent thing...
I actually didn't mean to tell Joey about it.
I literally forgot about that.
Wow, you forgot.
That's so quite crazy that this has been unearthed.
One of the most painful things that has happened to my friends.
Wow, that was like over a year.
It was over a year ago. It was way over a year ago.
That's crazy. I totally thought I was going to just take that to my grave.
I honestly, I thought I was going to take
it
to my grave.
How did you end up revealing
it? I accidentally told Joey because I was looking through all of our past texts and I... saw when you sent that like that side chat post to me last year, and I took a screenshot of it like in case I wanted to bring it up, but then I was like, I told Joey, I was like, there's something crazy that we could bring up, but I don't know if I want to because it's something that like I think that I only really know about. And he was like, oh, okay. But then I took screenshots from all of your old Instagram posts from like your old spam. Sure. And he was like, oh, could you send those to me? And so I sent those to him, but intermixed with that was the screenshot of the side chat post, which I did not mean to send to him. And he was looking through them all at dinner last night, and he goes, what's this side chat post? And I immediately froze, and I was like, and then you read it, and then Joey was like, did Alec take the succulent? And I was like,
That's hilarious.
It's better that things are on Earth. And we're bringing the Tufts community together.
Is the best policy. I think maybe now you and Tygan can, start rebuild. A new step.
Yeah,
forward.
This is like phase two of our friendship.
Hopefully.
Sorry about that.
Well, thank you for coming on. This is the end of the show.
Really?
This has been
that was it.
Joey and Carrera.
This is
In the Hot Seat, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Radio, Freeform Radio. Bye.
Getting stuff with some plastic forks and a paper plate.